Dave and Dujanovic.
Counterfeit Botox linked to hospitalizations and bad reactions. That's the headline in the Deseret News. Reporter Lois Collins joining us in just a moment, Dave, to walk us through what's been going on across the United States. Bogus Botox equals botulism. And if you've been, if you remember high school science, botulism is extremely scary and can be deadly.
I can't believe it's not called Botox. That just seems like a total miss. It should be Botox, not, what is it, counterfeit Botox? Okay, so guys don't largely use Botox. So maybe for some of our listeners, Deb, could you walk us through, what are Botox injections?
So what the Botox injections will do, and Lois, I'll ask you to chime in on this. You can do it for cosmetic purposes, like reducing wrinkles on your forehead, maybe around your jaw lines or your eyes. But they're also used for medical purposes. Like some people use them for extreme migraines, to relieve migraines. TMJ, which is the problem a lot of people have with the jaw. I've been told it can relieve that. So there's lots of different reasons why people use it. It's been approved for quite some time, but 85% of people who do get injections are women. So Lois, it's not surprising that this is impacting women, but there's been some hospitalizations. Right. Walk us through what's happening.
So it's a mild, in the proper dose, it's a mild paralytic, and that's how it helps with the with wrinkles and cosmetically. So what's been happening is they say that people have either been getting Botox that is not approved, so it's not safe Botox. So technically it wouldn't be Botox. It's a botulinum toxin. Botox is a brand name, but they're getting a form that's a fake one, which isn't doing what it's supposed to do. Or they can get the genuine one that's been mishandled. And so if it's been mishandled, it might not have been stored at the proper temperature. And anytime you mishandle it or you get a fake one, you have the possibility that the toxin itself is going to create botulism. And botulism is a really scary thing. I mean, I was little when my dad taught me about botulism because it worried him, because families did a lot of home canning, home freezing of products. And that's one of the main ways that the spores become this horrible, horrible thing. It's a bacteria originally, and when it becomes toxic, it's really toxic. It can be scary.
So is Botox botulism light or safe?
What it is it's a botulinum. It's a small, small, small amount of the botulinum toxin that is injected into the muscles or into the tissue that you want to paralyze so that you don't, like, furrow your brow. And the fear with the fake botulinum toxin is that the dose is wrong. It's like any fake thing. It's like fake fentanyl or anything else. The people who are making it are doing it to make money. They're not doing it to keep you safe. It hasn't been approved. It hasn't been tested. And so there are some really serious potential effects from it, including about 9 people have been hospitalized so far. Friday, when I wrote the article, it was affecting 9 states. Now it's 11 states that they've had reported cases. So if you go on the FDA website or even on the CDC website, you can look. If you're getting these injections, get them from a medical center, a doctor, a spa that you know you can trust. But you can also look at the boxes. The boxes themselves are very distinctive, the ones that are legit and the ones that aren't. And if you're going to be getting these injections, I would look on the site and make sure that you see what the boxes should look like.
Oh, so you can actually download that photo or
you
whatever.
You can see the
screen
box.
Grab the photo. You can see the box on the FDA website. I'm going to go to that real quickly. Has anybody died from this?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
Not from these
what
injections.
What are the symptoms?
So if you get botulinum... If you get botulism from this, the symptoms can be weakness. If you get too much, you can have trouble lifting your head. If it was like an injection in your forehead, you're just nothing works. You could have trouble breathing, dry mouth, slurred speech, droopy eyelids, double vision, fatigue, hard to breathe. You get any of those after you've had a Botox injection, go to the doctor immediately.
Now, the injections themselves, if I understand, if I remember right, aren't there multiple, like, so if somebody goes in for, to have, the furrowed brow reduced, it's not just one injection. It's not just one. It's multiple injections, right?
But they're little injections. It's not like somebody's unloading a syringe into you. It's a little bit here and a little bit in this spot and a little bit in this spot, which, by the way, is another reason that you want to go to somebody reputable. Years ago, there was a big story circulating about Botox parties where it was kind of like remember the old ear piercing parties?
Yeah, I got invited to one, but just a couple of months ago, and I declined the offer.
Well, you might be perfectly safe. You might not, depending on the skills, the source of the Botox, etc. But I don't know. If somebody is going to be injecting me with something that scared my dad so bad that when I was 7 years old, he told me about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it from a doctor.
From a reputable.
Or from some place that knows what they're doing.
So far, it's been reported in Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and the state of Washington. Not here in Utah.
Not here in
Utah.
But
you said two more states were added.
And
I
was looking at the count today, and I did not look at which two states were added, but I'm pretty sure Utah was not one of them.
Okay. Best advice then. What's your takeaway on this for anybody getting Botox?
My takeaway is that there's nothing wrong with getting Botox at all for whatever reason if you need it, but to make sure that you're informed, that you go to a reputable source, and that you ask questions. Feel free to say, where do you get this?
I'm looking at the photos right now on the FDA website, and it has a picture of the counterfeit packaging, and it also has, actually it's three photos of counterfeit packaging, as well as images of counterfeit vials.
Yes.
So the vials inside the packaging.
So just in the final 30 seconds that we have, is it far cheaper to go with kind of these off brands compared to the regular Botox? I was just wondering if it's...
I have never priced it out, Dave, but I would assume that that's like everything else. Hey, I got a good deal on this. Let's,
I think it's just important to know if the place you're going to, where they're sourcing this, and can you trust them? And also, you said check with state licensing officials.
Yeah,
there's an online website for that.
You can always look to see. Utah has a great Doppel page where you can look for complaints about places.
Professional
licensing. Consumer protection page too. So you should always check things out. If you're going to let somebody stick a needle in you, you ought to ask where the needle's been.
That's good advice. Lois Collins, thank you for joining us from the Deseret News.